let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Onanta.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Halloween coming up. So we're going to talk about spooky stories, destinations, hotels, dark tourism. Let's talk about the concept of dark tourism. I know neither one of us are psychologists, but I always find it fascinating that people are so into haunted things, dark tourism, that sort of thing, and like to be scared.
I know. I can't believe people like to be scared. But dark tourism is another travel term that seems to have evolved over the years. And it refers to travel to places historically and culturally associated with death, tragedy, or just the spookiness of it all. So It could be about exploring sites where somber or eerie events have occurred, such as battlefields or haunted locations, prisons or disaster zones. And it's not always a tied to Halloween, but this season or the season of Halloween often sparks interest in it because it taps on into themes of fear or mortality and the supernatural. So you know how it relates, it's like the atmosphere. So it's the curiosity about something mysterious, haunted, or tragic, making it more emotionally charged and atmospheric. And storytelling, because there's a lot of sites that offer guided tours with ghost stories, historical tragedies, or folklores that are attached to death, you know, which aligns perfectly with Halloween storytelling. And then just while Halloween is like all about the candy and the parties and the costume, so the dark tourism invites people to look at human behavior, so like a deeper side of the season. And there's lots of places that you could go for to visit such destinations. Great for Halloween themed trips, but not necessary. And when I visited, because I was totally interested in it, was Salem in Massachusetts, famous for the Salem witch trials. It offers haunted walking tours, witch museums, and Halloween festivals all October long. And it's a pretty town, but it's also, you know, added to the fact of the history of it, was very interesting. Another one that I went on was in Edinburgh, you know, known for its underground vaults, Greyfriars Kirkyard, ghost tours exploring centuries of plague and executions and hauntings. And it was really good because, you know, when you arrive in Europe, like it's early in the day, so you got to figure out something to do. And it was just perfectly atmospheric because it was rainy and drizzly and foggy. Loved it. And here's one that I know it's on your bucket list, Transylvania, Romania.
Yes.
And that's the land of Dracula, where you can visit Bran Castle, associated with Vlad the Impaler. There's, you know, great medieval villages. It all adds to the spooky ambiance. Another one, and not far from home, like in the U.S., is New Orleans. New Orleans is fun for many things, but it's also renowned for its voodoo culture, like haunted cemeteries. St. Louis Cemetery No. 1 and historic ghost tours in the French Quarter. And it's interesting because when you do go on a cemetery tour and experience or explore the voodoo culture, you see different offerings on different grave sites that are related, right, to voodoo culture, I guess, for the lack of a better word. And so also in Japan, also really a hot spot this year to go and visit. There's a forest. It's a place of really natural beauty and quiet reflection. But it's also known as a suicide forest, and it's located at the base. Of Mount Fuji. And you know, when we talk about different places, you have to think about planning for a trip to that place, because you have to be respectful, and because many dark sites commemorate real suffering, so we have to treat them as memorials and not attractions. and to book early, because a lot of these theme tours fill up fast because, as you said at the beginning of our conversation, there's lots of people that are interested in this sort of thing. Mix light and dark. So pair eerie explorations with cultural or nature activities to balance the emotional tone of your trip. And it's a good way to learn local legends. So understanding the folklore enhances the experience, because you got to know about the history, right? Because that's why we travel. We want to know about the destination.
Exactly. Well, just getting back to the dark tourism thing, to me, there's like two types, and you touched on it too, is there's the historic sites, you know, I'm thinking of Auschwitz and Chernobyl, those places where actual events took place and real people died. And then there's like, I call it the Hollywood type of dark tourism. And I wouldn't even, maybe it's not even dark tourism, but where you want to get scared, but it's in a safe environment. Universal in Orlando has a great Halloween themed few nights that you can go and scare yourself sort of thing. And I would even put Transylvania in the Hollywood type, because it's the Hollywood Dracula that makes the area of Transylvania famous, really, right? Otherwise it's just another castle. But those are the two types of things. And I remember hearing a psychologist talk about this, and it goes back to the whole feeling of being scared, but you know you're safe, right? Yeah. Nothing's going to happen to you, you know, kind of thing. And I was looking at the Travel and Leisure magazine website, travelandleisure.com, and they have 13, you know, scary places. And there was Virginia City is on their list, and I've been to Virginia City, and we did a tour of a place that was so-called haunted, and there's some really good spooky stories there of actual events and things like that. So that was one. And then Estes Park in Colorado is where the Stanley Hotel is. I haven't been to the Stanley Hotel, but I have interviewed people from the Stanley Hotel, and it's famous for the movie Shining.
Oh.
Or The Shining. Yeah, so there's another Hollywood attachment there. And we were doing the interview, and right in the middle of the interview, his phone cuts out and just goes dead.
Oh, no.
So I had to get him back on the line. And it's like, I think the ghosts were kind of listening in there. So it was kind of a funny thing. But yeah, I there is this fascination. For on the one side of the historic events that happened in back in time, and then and the sort of the fun parts where you go to Universal and see the monsters and the things like that.
Oh yeah, you have to take it as it is. If you believe, it'll, you know, you believe, that's the thing. But it also gives you a wonderful opportunity to explore near and far. Interesting little tidbit was they were saying, like, you know, Ireland is the makes sense to begin your dark tourism, because it's widely regarded as the birthplace of Halloween, which I thought was quite interesting. And just Halloween is probably more of a North American tradition, but when you know, we're talking about Dracula, Ireland is actually the homeland of Bram Stoker, whose early years inspired his creation of Dracula. So all these little tidbits that come out. But you don't have to go far to go, you know, to experience haunted and historic hotel experiences. You can go to Banff at the Banff Springs Hotel. You know, close by in Calgary, there's historic Inglewood, filled with this heritage buildings and haunted pubs. You can go on self-guided and guided ghost tours to explore all these, the history about it. So in spirit. So, you know, you don't have to go far to get into things. And it's just fun. Yeah, keep it for fun.
We don't want to spark any
incidents.
Well, this is true. And no matter where you live, I'm sure there's a haunted house or a haunted hotel or something to that effect that's nearby that you can go and explore. One the other that came up on that travel and leisure list was the Queen Mary, which I would love to tour. Fascination with ships and trains and that kind of thing. And I think that would be where you can actually stay. And another one that's not on this list that just popped in my head is the Lizzie Borden house. which I've interviewed people there too. And I don't know if I, you can stay overnight if you wanted to. I don't know if I'd want to do that. That's tempting fate to me.
Oh, yeah. That'd be amazing. But yeah, like you say, if you believe, you might have fun at this. But yeah, proceed with caution.
Always, it's a fun time to explore destinations, and the dark tourism thing is very fascinating all year round. Doesn't have to be Halloween, does it?
No, not at all. And as you say, Hollywood will inspire you for future trips somewhere, because they're always coming out with something scary.
Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Good chatting, Onanta. Happy Halloween.
That's it. Get lots of candy.